Hey, every year the Montclair Film Festival highlights local filmmakers, their creativity, and submissions are now open. And I've got a link at nj1015.com/BillSpadia. See if you can get your Hollywood break. Now, my friend PJ Leonard, who is a producer-director from Hudson County, he's got his latest film to submit this year. Actually, it debuts, it'll come out. The premiere is Thursday night in Montclair. The movie's called Mississippi Scholar. And one of the stars is former Miss USA, Asia Branch, who joins me now. Asia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is great to have you on the show. I've got a few questions for you. First is, tell me about the movie, Asia. How did you get connected with this movie? You are playing Tammy, the lead character's girlfriend, in this film.
Yes. So I grew up in Mississippi, so this movie is super special to me. PJ reached out to me and, you know, he thought it'd be perfect for the role. And it just tells a beautiful story, one that I've seen time and time again in the state of Mississippi alone with my own peers. And so being a part of telling such a powerful story of a young guy who is faced with many obstacles in his life, but finally gets an opportunity, and then, of course, faces more obstacles and just finding a way to power through that.
Yeah.
So I think it is truly a great story.
Asia, I love it. It's a story of adapting and overcoming and facing adversity. I mean, these are things that we need to teach kids more today, and I love the idea that it's coming out in this artistic creation. It's fantastic. Now, you have quite a story. You grew up with an incarcerated parent, and you're a big advocate for prison reform. And I know that you were part of the Criminal Justice Reform Roundtable with President Donald Trump. I love the fact that you sang the national anthem at a rally for Trump back in 2018. Let me ask you, Asia, as an actor, do you get any grief? I mean, the entertainment crowd, not exactly pro-President Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I still catch flack to this day, and that was over 5 years ago. Yeah. But, my parents have always taught me, you know, if you want to make a difference, you've got to get a seat at the table. And that's exactly what I did.
That's great.
A cause that, you know, means a lot to me.
Yeah. So what was it like filming this? How long did you guys film? Did you get along with all the other actors? Tell me about some of the others. I know Shannon Brown, Babatunde. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, Oba.
So this guy's won an Emmy. He plays Reginald. Tell me about the other cast members.
Yeah, so Shannon, I feel like I got along with everyone there, you know, built great relationships. Shannon, you know, he's been in the industry for a long time, and so even though he's younger than me, I feel like I learned a lot from him. Oba is an extremely wise individual that brought so much to the set. Each and every day we were learning so much from him just simply being there. Sonny brought great energy. Jeremy, I mean, everyone there just really seemed to enjoy their time with one another. But I think everyone brought something different to the table.
Yeah. You know? What was it like working with PJ Leonard? He is quite the Jersey guy.
Is exactly that. Big personality. And I loved every second of it. I mean, you know, he means business, and he gets behind what he puts out there. So I was excited to be a part of this, and I'm excited for all the projects that he has coming up in the future.
And will you be at the premiere in Jersey on Thursday?
I will. I fly out tomorrow. I'm super excited.
That's great.
Well, they're having the screenings on Saturday and Sunday, too, for anyone that wants tickets.
I am sorry that my wife and I will miss the premiere. We'll be actually with President Trump at Mar-a-Lago on Thursday night. So we're missing it. I told PJ I will get the next one. But as soon as the film is out, we're going to promote you guys again. And hopefully you'll do very well at the Montclair Film Festival. And this will be a big moneymaker.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I hate we'll miss you, but enjoy your time away.
Thank you. Asia, thank you. Congratulations on the film. Congrats on a great career. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great. And if there's any projects you have coming up, our lines are always open to you. We'd love to have you back on the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was lovely speaking with you.
All right, you take care. That is Asia Branch. She is a star in the latest film from my friend PJ Leonard. The film is called Mississippi Scholar, premieres Thursday night in Montclair. Now, the Montclair Film Festival doesn't kick off until, I believe, October, but this is their open time. They've got they run 10 days. I think it ends today or tomorrow, where you can submit your films. We've got the link at montclairfilm.org. Just great Jersey stuff. And I love the fact that my buddy PJ has a new film coming out. He's just a character, but so creative, smart, and focused when it comes to filmmaking. I also couldn't help myself. I've got some links at nj1015.com/BillSpadia to my last three films. The latest one, Handyman from Hell, premiered last month on Lifetime Television, and that followed our two successful films, Falling for a Killer and Psycho Storm Chaser. We've got a new film coming out. We got into the horror genre. It's called Tenants, and we just won a series of awards, including Best Film at the LA Film Festival. So good stuff. These local film festivals are fantastic, and Jersey has a ton of them. There's one in Monmouth. There's one in Montclair. So great stuff. Stay tuned for all of the Jersey entertainment scene. I will certainly keep you posted as these film festivals happen. And if you've got a film that you want to promote, whether it's a short film, full feature, whatever it is that you're doing, if you are an aspiring actor, director, producer, hit me up on the free New Jersey 101.5 app, and I am happy to promote your career.